USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NCAA will meet Wednesday to discuss proposals for student-athletes to profit from their own personal brand. As the NCAA's revenue has increased, the debate has intensified over what types of compensation should be considered for college athletes. Sports agent Lee Steinberg on Fox News says the world is changing.
Player at the collegiate level can hire a marketing agent, which would be the same as a regular sports agent, and go ahead and start to brand themselves on social media and market themselves the same way they would when they get to the pros.
The investigation of a fiery explosion at a home in Kansas City, Missouri continues. Firefighters responded to the blast Monday night. The ATF reported evidence indicating the possibility of illegal fireworks being made at the home where one person died. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place the CDC ban on residential evictions imposed last year to combat the spread of COVID-19 and prevent homelessness during the pandemic. The decision was 5-4 with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the extension. The moratorium is now due to expire on July 31st. It's estimated landlords nationwide have been losing more than $13 billion, with a B, in unpaid rent every month as a result of the CDC ban. Pop singer Ariana Grande is pushing the importance of mental health. She's also working not only to remove the stigma about going to therapy, but also wants to make sure it's accessible to all. The singer announced via her Instagram on Tuesday that she's partnered with BetterHelp to donate $1 million in free mental health therapy to her fans, followers, and anyone who is interested. Quote, I hope that you take advantage of this opportunity and go to BetterHelp.com/Ariana to be matched with a licensed therapist for one free month. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, this idea that it was a seditious, an attempt to overthrow the government, it was a riot, it was akin to 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing. So you've got all these statements made by Mayorkas, made by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, made by Biden himself, the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. Yes. There were no people in the Capitol who took weapons with them. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart. And I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
The only shot fired on January 6th was done by Capitol Police when they murdered unarmed Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year military veteran. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.